Hello, good morning. It's 12:46 a.m. And I know some of you guys are still sleeping, but yeah, I hope you guys can hear this while you're dreaming. And I'm just kidding, okay? So I think tonight I'm just gonna, you know, have my own time. Alright, so I'm just gonna have a moment with you. So today it was not really an exciting day for me. It was, I think it was overwhelming, but I don't realize that until I am on my bed. And it was just a few seconds ago. And yeah. Well, I started today with an exciting plant. I was finding myself. I was planning to go to the hypermarket. I was planning to go to, you know, a place where I can buy the ingredients for my new recipes. Well, I did that. I went to buy some stuff. And then I went back and I cooked. And suddenly the gas, I ran out of the gas. And I had to go, I had to wait for another, 1, 2, 3, probably 4 hours to just buy a new gas so I could start cooking again. And it was not really about the waiting that I concerned. It was about me, myself. I don't know whether you guys may think that I'm a self-centered person. I don't know how obvious is that or how not obvious is that. Probably it's true, it's probably not. So I just don't care about the term or the whatever kind of label that might be out there that may suit me. Okay? So yeah. And I realized, I think today it was so tiring, and at the end of the day I got so, I don't know, like I got so many negative thoughts coming in. It's just a lot and I couldn't handle it very well. And yeah, and right now I'm trying to say is I am tired. Well, there's a lot more that I want to say, but it's just not coming out. And I don't know why I cannot really understand why. I don't understand myself, because just now I was like truly, letting everything go. But when I know, that someone may listen to this podcast, I get so, I don't know, I think I get so overprotective. Oh my god, what the hell is wrong with me? I get so overprotective with myself because it's like I'm building I automatically building a wall, and I don't realize that because I cannot really say what's on my mind right now. Because I know that I have, like, the world is will listen to this podcast. It doesn't matter who that person is, but it matters to me. What matters to me is that this podcast is, you know, can be tuned anywhere by any. Oh my god, I just lost my breath. by anyone. So yeah, and that's the thing. It's not that I care about who's listening to this podcast or where will it be on the internet. I just care about how difficult for me to tell the world. Because whenever it doesn't matter whether it's it's in the WhatsApp stories, or it's on Instagram stories, or, you know, in the podcast anyway, it doesn't matter for me. But what matters to me is I cannot talk as normal. I mean, like, if that what makes it look so serious, what makes it look sound so serious. So I cannot, I have difficulties to tell people what I'm feeling. But when I'm alone, when I try to speak in front of the mirror, I can just like speak fluently, like if, I don't know, I'm not really fluent. What I'm saying is, it's not about fluency, it's about letting everything out of my mind. And that is what I'm trying to practice every time I use this podcast. But every time I try to speak, it just doesn't come out.
Okay. What's that? Something. Aww. Fussy. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. So yeah. Bye bye. I think that's all. Because I just cannot talk anymore. And it's annoying. Bye.